Introduction, a compassionate guidebook for belonging. This is a book about dragons. Dragons that deliver messages, dragons that protect treasures, and dragons that need to be slain. While working on this book, I've had to face my own dragons. It has not been an easy journey, but one well worth it. And I imagine if you're searching for the courage to welcome and face your own dragons, then a little volume like this serves as a perfect guide. I faced these dragons during late nights and early mornings at writing retreats in Berlin, Mexico City, and Santa Fe, and while being warmed by more pots of Ethiopian pour-over coffee than I would want to count. I've encountered these dragons during battle after battle of wills with my sweet dog Basil, as if he were trying to Jedi mind trick me into a walk to the park where he likes to chase bunnies instead of letting me slug away at my own inner work in peace. Facing these dragons has been one of the most enthralling inner journeys I've undertaken. It's also been one of the most demanding. In being introduced and reintroduced to the dragons, I've become a reluctant Enneagram map maker, charting the unexplored interior landscape of my ego. And my ego hasn't made this easy. It's taken, as it always has, more from me than I'd consciously or willingly surrender. Like all egos do, mine has superimposed itself on my sense of self like a disproportionately large rendering of Greenland on a flat 2D map. My ego has presented itself as much heftier than it actually is, an oversized projection of what it wants me to believe it has become, and subsequently, who I've become. So what's the source of all this tension? If I'm honest, it's been a journey in learning to like myself. And that's the punchline here. If there's any part of ourselves that we can't or won't make room for, if any part doesn't belong, then the truth is no part fully belongs. This should sound like good news, especially for those of us familiar with the Enneagram. But awareness of our type is not enough to change everything. True and sustainable transformation requires an honest relationship with ourselves that's rooted in deep compassion. And compassion then leads the way to the belonging we crave most. Seems simple enough, but as we've learned, our fragmented self fights against our truest, purest self, what I will refer to as our essence, to make this experience of belonging seem impossible. Accepting our essence as the truest, purest core of ourselves allows us to remember what Howard Thurman remarked at his baccalaureate address at Spelman College on May 4, 1980, "There is something in every one of you that waits and listens for the sound of the genuine in yourself. It is the only true guide you will ever have. And if you cannot hear it, you will, all of your life, spend your days on the ends of strings that somebody else pulls." The sound of the genuine within us is the melody of our essence, affirming our soul's created reason for being. You can't get much truer than that. Thankfully, we have a teaching like the Enneagram to unscramble all these crossed wires and find a pathway back to the core of who we are, the most beautiful aspects of ourself that many of us have forgotten. And once we can embrace the wholeness of who we are, a portal for compassion opens up for ourselves and for others. So that's the journey in this book. What you hold in your hand is a compassionate guidebook for belonging. We'll start with a simple stroll through the very basics of the Enneagram, a kind of throwback to the original building blocks of the Enneagram of personality. However, this probably shouldn't be the first Enneagram book you read. Before diving in, it would be helpful for you to know your type, and it would be important for you to have a grasp on the key components of type structure. Even though I know better, I still read the comments from the reviews of my last book, The Sacred Enneagram. So, to help manage your expectations, let me make the implicit explicit. First, there is not an Enneagram type test in this book. The Enneagram is not a test, and many of the tests are actually unhelpful. Second, I have not...